In a remarkable economy of words, the first verse in the Bible sets the stage for everything to come. With just 10 words in our English translation, Genesis 1:1 states, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In one sentence, the Bible denies all other worldviews. It rejects atheism, number one, because it declares God is the creator. Even agnostic biochemist Michael Denton honestly asked, "Is it really credible that random processes could have constructed a reality which excels in every sense anything produced by the intelligence of man?" Two, it denies polytheism, for there's only one God who created everything. Clearly, the universe has a cohesiveness and coordination that points to one creator with a unified plan. Three, it disproves pantheism because the creator is outside of his creation. It should be obvious that the creator of time, space, and matter must be timeless, spaceless, and immaterial. Four, it refutes an eternal universe, declaring there was a definite beginning. Until the mid-1960s, scientists generally believed in an eternal universe, when background radiation pointed to a beginning. At last, science caught up with the Word of God. Five, it rejects nihilism, since God made the universe for a purpose. In his book, The Blind Watchmaker, atheist Richard Dawkins says, "Biology is the study of complex things that appear to have been designed for a purpose. Appear to be designed because they were designed." Six, it denies materialism, the belief that only material things exist, and scientism, the philosophy that science is the only path to true knowledge. Such thoughts themselves are not material, nor are logic or math, morality or aesthetics. They're all outside the realm of science. But the Genesis account doesn't only tell us about the beginning of the universe, which most scientists now grudgingly admit, it also tells us some interesting things about the process. For example, it gives the creative order as space, organized matter, heavenly bodies, ancient seas, plant life, animal life, beginning with sea creatures, followed by land animals, and finally by human life. This order, recorded 3,500 years ago, agrees with science today. Notice the "and God said" statements. This is information transfer, and again, science agrees there is a dramatic increase in information between chaos and cosmos, between plants and animals, between animals and man, exactly where Genesis inserts these key words. Another interesting point, man was made from pre-existing material. Cosmologist Lawrence Krauss thinks he's clever when he says, "You're all stardust, so forget Jesus. The stars died so that you could be here today." Hasn't Krauss read the Bible lately? Jesus was the creator of everything according to John 1:3, as well as our Redeemer. And yes, the Bible says we were made of dust, not stardust, but earth dust, and as proof, to dust we shall return. But in the end, it's best to just take God at His word. Introduce honest seekers to something even more amazing than the creation of our world. Ask them, "Did you know you can become part of a new creation?" Then share how they can know the Creator and Redeemer Himself.